Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Babbler, Bobby Meyer.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, it's a St. Patrick's Day. Everybody gonna be real polite and not so be sober and not party tonight. Well, I know I am because I don't celebrate at all.
Shut up!
All right, fine. Well, let's check an old Irish story here that's kind of touching, okay? An Irish priest is driving down to New York and gets stopped for speeding in Connecticut. Now, the state trooper smells alcohol on the priest's breath and then sees an empty wine bottle on the floor of the car. He says, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And the priest says, "Just water." And the trooper says, "Well, then why do I smell wine?" And the priest looks at the bottle and says, "Good Lord, he's done it again." Done it again. Good heavens. Good morning, Cleveland. 707 in Cleveland. I won the lottery, so I'm sure gonna miss her. Not really. Gary Dawson, the Playboys, right there, 720 in Cleveland with Babbler Bobby Meyer. Thank you for joining us on a St. Patrick's Day. That's Boss Skaggs right now. What can I say? It's party time. Quickie's here for you. What do you get when you cross poison ivy with a four-leaf clover? Rash of good luck. That's what it says. Now, here's the other one. Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? Because they're always a little short.
You are a neater.
I know. What can I tell you? All right, we try. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm just glad all over. All over my body. You say that you need me. Hey, got a cute little Irish story for you. You might get a kick out of it. Two Irish mothers, Kate and Lorna, were talking about their sons. Now, Kate says, "My Patrick is such a saint. He works hard, doesn't smoke, and he hasn't so much as looked at a woman in over 2 years. Well, Lorna responds, "Well, my Francis is a saint himself. Not only has he not looked at a woman in over 3 years, but he hasn't touched a drop of liquor in all that time." "My word," says Katie. "Oh, you must be so proud." And Lorna says, "I am. And when he's paroled next month, I'm going to throw him a big party." Here's the Irish Rovers.
Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin.
I'm going to tell you folks something. This is a true story. Last year, I went out drinking on St. Patrick's Day, so I took a bus home, okay? Well, that might not be a big deal to you, but I've never driven a bus before. I really haven't. Different experience for me. Here's Creedence, Clearwater Revival. Great song right there, The Contours. And Do You Love Me, Baby? Hey, would you like to know when we are doing a live show, you know, when we act like we know what we're doing on the air?
Right.
What a minute. What are you talking about?
Shut up!
All right, fine. Just visit the happenings page of Wixie 1260 online. Our happenings page has everything, I mean everything, that you need to know on Wixie 1260 on the community page. You're already a happening person, so make fun for us by joining us at Wixie 1260 online. 853 in Cleveland. Electric Light Orchestra. St. Patty's Day. Don't bring me down now. All around the place, you know. We just got to remember, we broadcast all over the country.
Does this program go to
Yes,
Parma?
Yes, it goes to Parma. I knew you were going to do that. All right, we got a couple of cute ones for you, okay? For St. Patty's Day. The first Irish farmer says, "My cow fell into a hole and I had to shoot it." And the second Irish farmer says, "Well, did you shoot it in the hole?" And the first Irish farmer says, "No, in the head." Makes sense, you know, what the heck.
Now, the guy says, I had an accident opening a can of spaghetti. Actually, he had a can of Alphabet spaghetti, and he opened up this morning, and he says, were you injured? The guy says, were you injured? Inquired CMS, and he says, no, but it could have spelled disaster. Sorry, these jokes. I'm not kidding, folks. This is not good. But you want them, so hey, throw some on, you know? 906 in Cleveland. Babble and Bobby Myers. Thanks for joining us on Thursday, St. Patty's Day. It's Huey Lewis in the News and the power of love.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
Okay, coming up next is going to be the This Day in Music History. I just got this one question to ask you, and just got to think about this, okay? What do you call an Irishman who knows how to control his wife? As a bachelor.
No, for a dummy, you make a lot of sense.
Six-pack is coming up after this. This is Guess Who right now. Oh, and get some cards and letters on that one. American Woman. 9:35 in Cleveland with the Babbler. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, little program. Now we want you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock for a special St. Patrick's Day show with Father O'Flanagan, also known as Mark Flanagan. Mark will be taking your requests and spinning the Wixie Gold and maybe finding that pot of gold. Oh, I get it. At the end of the rainbow. Let's get right back to that six-pack.
You're in the middle of the Wixie six-pack.
Oh, I love you, too. 9:58 in Cleveland, Babble Bobby Meyer, 44 degrees. And we're going to head back to Detroit City with a classic from Mr. Bobby Bear. I want to go home to Detroit.
I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, I want to go home.
Shut up! Problem for you here. Are you ready, folks? What's the main difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish funeral? That's one less drunk at a party. That's right. Now, what would you get if you crossed Quasimodo with an Irish football player? Now, that would be the halfback of Notre Dame. And finally, why do leprechauns giggle when they play soccer? Well, because the grass tickles their balls. Well, that's better than rope down here. I don't know. Here's the Irish Rovers right now, a song called Unicorn.
Time ago when the earth was green, there was more. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day.
Oh, really?
See green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
I've never seen a unicorn, have you?
Wixie 1260.
Cleveland's official oldie station. We're playing the best variety of the 60s and 70s. The future of radio's now right here on
Wixie
1260 Online. This is Mr. Rod Stewart. 10:09 in Cleveland with the Babbler. This old heart of mine. Come on.
This old heart of mine.
All right. Just a couple more stories here. An amnesiac walks into a bar, right? And he goes up to a beautiful blonde and says, so do I come here often? Well, you kind of got to get that, you know. And finally, a guy goes into an establishment. He says, do you serve ladies at this bar? And the bartender says, no, sir, you have to supply your own. That's it. Well, it's been a fun show today. I really thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on a St. Patrick's Day. All right, we're just going to have a good old time tonight. Want you all to be careful tonight. Be careful, but have a ball, all right? Want to remind you, from 7 to 11 tonight, the St. Patrick's Day party with Mark Flanagan right here in Wixie 1260 Online. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's much more important to be nice until we see each other on Friday tomorrow morning at 7. It's the Babbler saying goodbye, everybody.